Good morning and welcome to Mondays with Miles. Dr. Brand, if the school uses, and I'm going to put my quotes around this term here, special admit on a student athlete, what does that mean and what is the school's responsibility?
Yeah, I'm glad you put quotes around that term just to start the conversation. That's not a favorable term to describe a group of students who need access to institutions, and I prefer much more to talk about the available access or providing access than I would to use that, what I think is a pejorative term, at least in some circles. So let's move past that quickly. What it is that some students who have special skills that the university wants, now those skills might be skills in music, they might be skills in mathematics, and they could be athletic skills. Now, of course, we always focus on the athletic skills, but those aren't unique individuals in institutions. Those are institutions, well, I say, overly focused early in their career or focused on one particular area, like music, that they've neglected others, although they may well have the native talent to do well. So they come into the university underprepared in certain areas. And what that means is the university has to take special efforts in order to provide an opportunity for them to fully mature academically and to graduate. And that is what we mean by providing access, namely access for individuals who are providing special opportunities for the university in terms of music or sports or what have you, but assuring that they have the backup and support they need to do well.
And certainly you can't imagine a school without musicians, without athletes. That's what makes up the diversity of our institutions. But when you talk about the responsibility that institutions have, what are some of those efforts that they need to provide?
Yeah, good question. I think the university takes on an obligation to those students needing access when they admit them and enroll them. And that means, in some cases, providing remediation in certain key core topics like math or English. Sometimes it means having at least for a year or two a advisor or a tutor to help them along. It may mean making sure that they have summer opportunities, like bridge opportunities going into the first freshman year if it turned out to be very successful. Maybe there are opportunities during at least a couple of summers to catch up so that they're on track. All this is not inexpensive, but it's important to the academic success of these individuals. And if you don't provide that, I don't think a university is meeting its obligation when it admits them.
Well, you raise an important point, the expense issue. Schools have different resources. Should this factor into who they admit? Some schools can't necessarily afford to make those efforts and to provide the appropriate resources for some of those student-athletes and other students who have special talents.
Yeah, the world is what it is. You know, some schools have better access to recruiting the general student body because they have oceans and mountains. We don't have oceans and mountains in the Midwest.
No, we don't.
But the fact is there are just differences. Some schools have better endowments and are wealthier than others. I mean, what it is not so much how much money you have, but how you decide to allocate it. And you have to make choices in a university. Where do you spend the monies? And the point here is that if you admit students who need access, then you have an obligation that you're taking on in terms of the allocation of funds available to you as an institution to be supportive of those students. So yes, it's easier for those wealthier schools, and some are clearly wealthier than others, and more difficult for others, but the institution has an obligation to be supportive of those students if they admit them.
Do you think it changes the playing field?
What it changes is the way that the institutions allocate money either within athletics or to athletics in order to be successful, because nothing counts more than the academic success of those student athletes. If an institution decides to invest in suites in the football stadium rather than providing academic support for students, including those that need access, there is something dramatically wrong there.
And that's a good point, but do some schools admit students who just shouldn't be there?
You know, a school has to admit only those potential players in sports or in music or what have you who can graduate from that institution. It's unfair to the student body, to put someone in a situation in which they can't possibly be successful. Now, in terms of their early schooling. Perhaps they came from disadvantaged educational backgrounds and they have the native talent academically to succeed, then the institution can admit them and see them through the various ways we've talked about. But if it turns out that there's a person who really in that institution cannot meet the requirements, then I think that person shouldn't be admitted. This is not, we're not talking about open admissions here. We're talking about admissions when that individual with appropriate support and help and making up for deficits perhaps from a disadvantaged educational environment can be successful. Some schools, as you know, have higher academic standards than others. There's nothing wrong with that. That's the way the world is, and that allows for differentiation of student interest. But to take a student who can succeed in one type of institution and put him in another that it's even with all the support in the world they can't succeed, you're setting that person up for failure. And I don't think that's fair or moral.
Thank you, Dr. Brandt.